proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Oh, look at you. I go out in the lobby to get you, and you make comments about my sandals?
Yes, it's freezing cold outside, and you got your flip-flops on.
Folks, if you want to be noticed and get attention, wear flip-flops in the wintertime. I get so much flack for this, but my feet get hot. But I was at Schipollini's. We had a wonderful dinner with another couple. I'd never been to Schipollini's before, and the sandals created undue attention at the restaurant.
I'm sure.
It's difficult. Prejudiced people, you know, picking on my sandals. By the way, that restaurant, I have to say it again, they're packed. You know, people say restaurants are having a bad time staying in business. We had a call this morning about the places closing. We've had a lot of them in town, yet some of them are packed and have more business than they can handle.
Yeah.
And that was a great experience. If we ever, this is Patty Wood, folks, the reverse mortgage specialist that has given us such great advice over the past year or two. We've never talked restaurants, Patty.
No, I'm such a homebody. And my husband likes my cooking. I love to cook. And so we stay home a lot. We're not big restaurant people.
I just like being served. I don't know. And yeah. I just like the...
Well, I'm sure my husband does too. but I don't. But, you know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So I just am not a big restaurant person. And, yeah.
Well, Patty is with APM. That's American Pacific Mortgage. Folks, a reverse mortgage may be a great help to your finances. If you're 62 or older, you can receive payments from your home equity, either from a lump sum or monthly payments, and stay in your home for the rest of your life. You didn't bring any talking points for me, so...
No, I didn't, John, because you know what? I decided this morning what I'd like to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I have some clients and, you know, I've been doing this now for almost 19 years.
Tell us some, you know, stories about some of the local people, some of these
people.
Well,
I have a recent client. I love her. She's 91 years old. And unfortunately, she fell and hurt herself. So she had to go into rehab for 6 weeks. And she decided at that point that she was never going to go into a nursing home because, you know, number one, she missed her dog. She didn't have all her home stuff. And so when she called me, she said, Patty, she said, I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, but I'm going to live as long as I can live. And I'm going to do
really
it.
Live.
And do it at home. Yes. Yeah. And so she owned her house outright, and we were able to, you know, we had a couple hiccups along the way. I do want to tell everybody, it's really good and really important to have your house in a trust, okay? And even when you do a reverse mortgage, you can keep your home in your trust, which is what you want to do, but please keep a copy of your trust somewhere, even if you hide it under your mattress, because this poor gal thought that her only copy of her trust was in her bank deposit box. Well, she can no longer go out and go to the bank, and she's, you know, kind of ill still. And so we had a heck of a time getting her trust, but we found it. And it all worked out good. But I'm just saying that she now has in-home health care, which is so nice because she's in her own home. She gets to have her dog with her, and she's able to pay for her in-home health care. That's, you know, that's so important to a lot of people. Some other clients that I have, a gal, she lost her spouse. And when you get used to having two incomes a month, and then all of a sudden you don't, and especially if you have a mortgage payment, it was really nice for me to show her, we will pay off your mortgage. She had a lot of equity in her property, and we were able to pay off her existing mortgage, and then for her to get monthly payments. Now, you have to pay your property taxes and insurance. So I always counsel you, you know, and say, let's figure out exactly per month how much it is for your taxes and your insurance, and let's set that aside. We'll set that aside every month because you're used to making a payment, and let's say your payment's $1,100. Your taxes and insurance are $300. Well, out of that $1,100 that you have in your pocket, every month, at the first of the month, have an automatic withdrawal into your savings of $300, maybe $325. So you have that cush, so when your taxes and insurance comes due, you have that money to pay it. And that was, you know, that worked out really good for her. The funny thing is
well, of course, I mean, to suddenly have an extra $1,100 a month
is
and
huge.
Then you think you don't have to make that mortgage payment. You think, well, what am I going to do with this $1,100 a month? You're going to have fun with it.
Well, kind of, because she had lost her husband's income.
Okay.
So she was able to pay for things that she needed, which was really good. We all know the cost of living has gone up. You know, you go to the grocery store, everything is so expensive. So it's really nice when you have equity in your home. We just, you know, you can't take it with you, and you might as well use that money even for your everyday things that you need. And a lot of people that have a lot of equity, they take the money and do some things that they've always wanted to do. You can do a remodel. You know, maybe you need to update your house. Maybe you need to need a new car. You know, I had one gal and her car went kaput. And so she decided, I'm going to do a reverse mortgage, get a new car that'll last me. She was 78 years old. So I'll give me a new car that I can last for the rest of my life. And, you know, that was very helpful. I started to say, the funny thing is that so many of my clients that do this, that were on the fence for so long, they say, gosh, I wish I would have known how helpful this was and how painless everything was and how great it is, and I would have done it years ago. Now, I want everybody to know that, you know, things have changed over the years. And so many people, you know, all these myths out there that, oh, the bank's going to own my house. No, it's not. If your house is in a trust, it's going to stay in your trust. If your house, if you just own it, you don't have a trust, that you're going to have a lien against the property, like any other mortgage. That's it. Mm-hmm. You're just going to have a lien against the property. When your day comes and you pass away, then the reverse mortgage will get paid off through your estate or your heirs, whoever you leave in charge. And then whatever's left over goes to your heirs. It's not, the bank doesn't take your equity. That equity goes to your heirs. And most of the time, and especially the way they have this structured, you don't get to take out all of your equity. So even though interest rates are running, you know, between 6 and 6.5%, property values are going up at least 4%. You know, it'll go up and up, and then it'll get stale. And yes, we had some years where it went down, but when it goes down, it will always come back up. So, people don't have to really worry about, I mean, what's better, having the money to do the things that you need to do while you're alive?
Right. And while you have that money, now, here's another misconception that whatever entity actually has ownership of your house while you're getting these payments, after you pass away, that entity doesn't just take the house and put it up for sale and try to make a profit on it. They divvy up. They actually just return what is
yours.
What is yours.
Right.
That house will go up in value during this time. And so there will be money coming back to the heirs.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, some people think, well, since a bank owns it, they'll put it up for sale and make a profit on it after you're gone, which
speaking of that, even if there's two people, if a husband and wife or, you know, two sisters or whatever, and one passes away and you decide, you know what, this house is too big for me. You can sell your house at any time with a reverse mortgage. It's like any other mortgage. You sell your home, you move closer to your children, your family, whatever, or you get into a smaller place. People don't understand that you're not locked into this reverse mortgage while you're alive. If you inherit some money and want to pay off that reverse because you have some children that you're worried about giving them thousands of dollars, then you pay it off if you want to.
So you could actually profit on this. I mean, you could own, You could have the reverse mortgage for 5-10 years. Value of the house will go up. Then you decide to sell it. All the entity wants is what you already contracted for.
Exactly.
The extra money, the profit, the increased value of the home goes into your pocket.
Yes.
After you sell the home. That's a very good deal. And I love how you take stress away from people. That's the main thing.
When you don't worry
about money, it's a wonderful load off your shoulders.
Absolutely.
And I think it's money savvy to do something like, okay, people my age, we're concerned about retaining our savings. You know, retaining our savings, and people don't realize that.
For a rainy day, yeah. You want to have some type of backup, but right. A lot of people don't.
But the money that they do have, they don't know that every month it devalues. Inflation eats away at those dollars.
Right.
So,
and the other thing is.
So if you get the reverse mortgage, you said you can do whatever you want with the money from the reverse mortgage, invest it.
You can do that.
And make some profit.
Absolutely, you can do that, yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go
ahead. No. That's good. And, you know, the other thing is credit cards. Mm-hmm. I have another client right now, and he, you know, he used to work, and then he got disabled, and he can no longer work. And so he's doing a reverse mortgage because, you know, in hard times, he has run up his credit card debt. And I asked him, I said, so what is the interest you're paying? 28%. So if you're worried about a 6% interest rate on a reverse mortgage versus a 28% credit card, and like you said, I'm making minimum payments, so his loan balance is really not going down. And that's, you know, that's real disturbing. It's like, take out the money, pay off your credit cards, and then you still have a line of credit. You can get a line of credit, you can get monthly payments, or you can take one lump sum, like you said. And it's so nice having the line of credit, pull from it as you need. And then, because the interest only gets charged on the amount that you take out. So if you want to set it in place now and not use it for another 5 or 10 years, maybe you're still working, maybe you're 62 years old or 65, 68, whatever, and you haven't drawn your Social Security yet, and you want to just build your line of credit, because your line of credit is going to grow every year. And the amount that you don't use, the amount that you use is the only amount that's going to get the interest charged to. So it's a really good, I strongly believe in it. Of course, I've been doing it for, you know, almost 19 years. And it's just one of those things that, why don't more people do it? Mm-hmm. More people are doing it today. I can tell you that. It's people are realizing they're not making a payment on the interest. So the interest is getting tacked onto their balance, but they don't have to worry about that monthly payment, which usually, you know, in a conventional world, in you know, when you have a traditional mortgage and you're on an adjustable rate and the rate goes up, your payment goes up. Mm-hmm. In a reverse mortgage, you're never making a mortgage payment. Yes, you have to pay your taxes and insurance, but there's so many people that own their house outright and they have to pay their taxes and insurance. So why not get a reverse mortgage, set up this line of credit, because as we get older, we know ailments come along, there's things that come along, and you can use that money at any time for anything.
Well, I just feel you can really help a lot of people. And how can folks contact you again, Patty?
Well, I'm at 775-954-0366. That's my cell phone, my phone number. And then I'm at patricia.wood@apmmortgage.com if you want to shoot me an email.
APM, M as in Mary, .com. We have another segment with Patty Wood. She's here right now, so if you have a question right now to ask her, 884-9910 is our phone number, and you will be next as we talk to Patty Wood. What I like about you too, Patty, is you're so honest. There are people, if it doesn't work for somebody, you tell them.
Oh, absolutely.
You can ask Patty Wood what's the catch? And she will answer in pure honesty. And for most people, there is no catch.
There is no catch.
For most people, yeah. 884-9910. Give us a call right now. And one more segment with Patty Wood. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1021.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
FM News Talk time, it's 1024. I'm John Potter with Patty Wood. Current temperature in Reno, 35 degrees. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Talk to Willie calling from Carson City. Hey, Willie, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Hi, Mr. Potter. I got a question for Patty.
Sure.
I'm 81. My wife is 73. And we owe $250,000 on our house, and it's appraised at $470,000. How much could we reverse mortgage that for?
Well, you know, right off the top of my head, I'm going to say that we would probably be able to pay off your current mortgage. I don't know how much more of a line of credit that you would have. The reverse mortgage is going to be based on your wife's age because it's the younger of the two of you. But if you would like, I'd be happy to run some numbers for you. And if you want to call me and give me your name and number, call me on my 954-0366 number. Then I'll do the actual running of the numbers for you. Put a whole proposal together. And what I like to do, as John knows, is I would like to sit down with you and your wife. Unless you're not ready for that, that's okay too. But when I can show you numbers and you can see them in front of you and see, you know, how it works, and I can explain how it works, then that's always a good thing. Like John just said, if it doesn't work for you, it was nice to meet you, and I go up on, you know, about my ways, and I'm not high pressure sales. I don't do anything that is going to make you feel uncomfortable. And I do come to your house if that's what works best for you. But my office is here in Reno.
I will call you.
Okay.
I think, yeah, Willie might have his eye on a new truck. All right, Willie.
Okay, Willie, thank you.
All right. So how's your schedule looking for the next week or so? I mean, how available are you? It seems every time I try to make an appointment with anybody these days, it's February.
Oh,
it's March.
No, I know the medical field. Ooh, I have that same problem.
Everybody, it seems.
Yeah. And you know, at the first of the year, it's the eye doctor. It's the dermatologist. It's just, you know, all these appointments. And yes, they put you out months. I'm not. I do work, I tell people, you can call me 7 in the morning till 7 at night, 7 days a week. I'm always available. And I actually... you know, I'll fit you in one way or the other.
Sure.
I usually have 3 to 4 appointments a week, and my appointments usually take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half, just depending on how many questions and, you know, how complicated things might be. But I have a pretty open schedule. I try to make things work for everybody, which is another thing that I wanted to talk about. If you are on title, you know, I've had a couple people call me lately that have inherited the house from a family member that has passed away.
That's happening a lot now with the boomers.
The
baby boomers are leaving us.
Yeah, and so just to remind you, if a property is in a trust and it's, you know, let's say it's your parents' trust and they leave it to 3 children and one person is living in the house, that person, because now that house becomes her primary residence or his, she needs to be 62 or older in order to get the FHA HECM loan. Now, if she is 55 or older, we can look at a proprietary. The proprietary is not, you know, FHA insured. It's private investors, and there are funds available. The interest rate is a little bit higher because they're self-insured. But I have lots of different options that I can try to make it work. One of the brothers wanted to get bought out, and, you know, it ended up being a little bit more complicated because one of the brothers wanted to stay on title, but he doesn't live there. And there's just a lot of things that we have to take into consideration. But if I tell you, yes, I can do the loan, then I'm telling you, yes, I can do the loan. If it's not going to work out, then I'm going to say, I'm so sorry, it's not going to work out. But I usually know as soon as I run the numbers, because I have a very, you know, efficient program. I put in your date of birth, I put in your address, I do some research myself, look up a property value, and then bing, bang, boom, and I know it's going to work or not.
You're not a pushy person. No. You would not fit well with the solar sales teams or selling used cars.
But or windows.
You are
or
just so real. Sales. What's that?
Or radio sales.
Radio sales. Stop it.
That's funny.
Okay, folks. Once again, your contact information, Miss Patty.
It's 775-954-0366. Can I say one last thing,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, sure.
You know, some people say, oh gosh, I had to use my credit cards. I really blew it because I got behind on my payments. This is not a credit driven loan. So it doesn't matter if your credit score is 550 or it's 800, really doesn't matter, especially if you have extenuating circumstances. You lost a spouse, you had to use your credit cards, you didn't have enough to pay it. I'm really good at writing Dear John letters, and I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again. So just, you know, if you're worried about your credit score, don't be. We'll make it work.
What a plus.
Yes.
All right, folks, or you can Google Patty Wood.
Patricia. It would be Patricia Wood.
Oh, it would?
Yes. I have
but
to put
like,
my...
When but
I
ever you t- like to be called Patty, I thought.
I do, but, it, you know, I professionally now have to be known as
now
Patricia
Now you're confusing
Wood.
Me.
Oh, sorry.
yeah, Google Patricia Wood, Reverse Mortgage, Reno, Nevada. You'll find her.
Yes.
And, it's always
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure. I always learn something new from you. And it's a wonderful thing to think of having enough money to where you don't worry. These days.
Absolutely.
At all. It yes. is freedom. All right, Patty. Thank
okay,
you again.
Thank you, John.
Live and local, I'm John Potter. At every Saturday 9 to noon, going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. We're going to be talking about windows. Are you looking for somebody who does a good job on windows for your home? I got just the people for you. Up next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:31.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
So I look good, huh, Chad?
Yes. Whatever water you're drinking is working. Must not be the tap water.
This is... Folks, windows are too big of an investment to leave to chance. You know, they're a huge part of your home aesthetically, plus they have an important role in energy savings. And in the studio, look these people up on their reviews. You make this interview easy because you have so many awesome reviews with what you do. Where do these reviews come from, guys?
Oh, gosh, over the years, all by their own accord. We don't solicit reviews, John. We never have. We don't hold people
hostage. That's what I hear. You don't. So many companies, you get a service from them, and they prod you if you're happy with what they did. Oh, you got? Could you write a review for us? Could you? You don't do that? And
not at
these,
all.
These all are just naturally existing reviews. Look them up, folks. I couldn't believe how many five-star reviews you have. This is Beautiful Homes Nevada, window installation service here in Reno. You've been doing this a long time.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Chad.
Oh, gosh. Well, I, like a lot of people, started out at the before an owner as an employee with another company and saw a better way of doing things. And a big part of that was the sales process with so many companies.
Right.
You know, my partner here is right here from Nevada. We're still a small town, but we've grown, and but we still do things the small town way. We don't come into people's homes and pressure them. We're a guest in their home. That's an honor of the highest regard that we take seriously, to be a little snapshot in their lives, to make their homes better. Mm-hmm. We're not there to push them into a corner and bully them with a high-pressure, today-only discounted price. It's here's the information. My partner said it best.
Chris, you guys are super local. Chris is just a Douglas County native, right?
That's correct.
Well, tell us a bit about your background there, Chris.
I spent 24 years in natural gas public utility and decided it was time to make a change and invest in more into my community, and had the quality opportunity to meet Chad and partner up and continue to make BHN, or Beautiful Homes Nevada, you know, a leader in energy efficiency and home improvement.
And we're not talking just people being local, because I got to tell you the story, Chad. I know somebody who had a patio door where the when something went wrong, the closest repair company that would work on that brand is in Sacramento. The place that installed this patio door, they couldn't even get the parts for it in Reno. So your windows, where do the windows themselves come from, Chad?
Clovis, California, which Clovis to Fresno is like Sparks to Reno. So
how did you pick Clovis?
Well, I didn't pick Clovis. Anlin Windows did, but we picked Anlin because just they stand alone in so many ways, from the quality, the dealer support, and something kind of exciting last year is we've always been a factory direct dealer, but now thanks to my partner Chris, we are the Northern Nevada distributor for Anlin as well.
So I'm not that skilled on windows. Anlin, you said? Anlin Windows?
A-N-L-I-N, Anlin Windows.
Are you the only source for those?
For Northern Nevada, yes.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You're the one and
we
only?
We are exclusive.
Sole exclusive.
Yep.
Well, tell us about what makes these windows so great, Anlin Windows.
Well, we can start with their ownership was 102 years in business.
Yeah, been around.
You got to be close to the mic, my friend.
102 years in business. You know, I think the original Anlin owner is still influencing how they do product, and it's an organic product. It's not recycled materials. It's all organic. So their key is energy efficiency, Energy Star, and meeting or beating or exceeding the standard for what a window should be in your home.
Why is it some of these window places, it's like dealing with solar and other door-to-door salesmen? No, really, that's the reputation. there's one place I can think of. I think the folks are going to know who I'm talking about here. That
my lips are sealed.
Super aggressive. You know, I have a friend who says, you know, no matter who you pick, the windows in town, again, about being local, I've heard this complaint too, that if you order windows, it takes weeks or even months for those windows to get here.
That process is true, and that's not necessarily based upon where they're located. It's based upon the process to make it. So a quality product such as Anlin, it's an organic product. Like I said, it's 100% virgin vinyl. That virgin vinyl has to be fully extruded. And then our glass that we use for Northern Nevada and that Anlin provides is twice as thick as any glass that any other big name guys are going to use. We're 3/16 inside and outside. And we actually provide that insulation that it's guaranteed, double lifetime warranty through Anlin. So as a business for BHN, it's easy for us to stand behind that. It's easy for us to sell that to our customers. And to be honest, we don't truly sell it. The product sells itself, and Chad is there to make you comfortable about the purchase that you make, and he does a beautiful job with it.
A big concern people have is installation. This is what I hear about. Oh, you avoid the big box store, avoid the national chain, because they tend to use separate contracted third-party installation contractors, and if there's a problem, it's a giant pain to get anybody to take responsibility. Who installs in your company?
We do everything from sales.
You do the sales and install. You don't send it out to a third party.
No, not at all.
And the service work is all done in-house as well.
Do you guys install yourselves?
We do.
Yes. We have two crews. One's been with us 10 years. One, John, just had his 5-year anniversary.
Yeah. I promise you, if an employee calls in sick, it's either Chad or myself out there assisting that crew, putting in that window or hanging that siding.
How complicated is that? What do people not know about okay, if you have a window installer at your house, what should you be watching for? What are the shortcuts that some people do? What do people not know about window installation?
Well, and that's a great question, point, John. You know, there's different frame types. There's different installation methods. In, you know, having a company like us that's been around, gosh, almost 20 years now, we've seen it all, you know, and we still get curveballs once in a while. But having guys that have been there and seen it, it's not just a square peg in a square hole. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you really got to know, even from measuring those windows. Everything's custom-built to an eighth of an inch.
Why is that? Why aren't windows more standardized? Why do so many windows have to be custom made?
Oh, easy, because openings aren't standard. You know,
they aren't.
The framing isn't perfect. Homes can shift and settle. When we get down to an eighth of an inch, you'd be surprised the variance in an opening sometimes. We can see.
Correct. And Chad's 100% right. Your exterior walls, everything is insulated, including your window. So if you remove that window and you put one in that's much smaller, then there's that space between the framing and the insulation and the window that's no longer insulated. So why install that window in your home now? It's a non-insulated exterior wall, and that's not what we strive for.
We're fitting the window to the house, not fitting your house to our windows because of standard size windows. Everything's built for that home.
Sometimes I hear complaints about these windows where they're like super energy efficient, so that it's like two pane. And there's some air in between the two panes, the window.
So it's really,
and a leak develops, not your brand, I'm sure, because you have such great reviews that I've seen online. But some of them, they say the window will be tight and secure for I've heard 6 months sometimes. You start to see the fog inside the thing.
So what we've seen a lot, John, is the landscape in our industry has drastically changed since the supply chain crisis with investment companies buying up manufacturers.
Yeah.
Now they're making windows for shareholders. And so when you have the quality and the reinforcement, and like Chris said, the virgin vinyl, and the seal that goes into our window never results in that seal failure, what you're talking about.
What causes that?
Glass expands and contracts, and you want a seal that works with the glass, not one that isn't flexible and pliable.
Plus, there's a quality issue with some brands, right?
100%. Guaranteed. You can see the difference no matter where you go. You go to a big box store, especially, you can buy that big box store window anywhere at a true value at a big box store. You can order it online. It's open to the general public, and the reason for that is their warranties and their success rate for that window it's not great. So you're going to be replacing that. They want to make it readily available to you so that you can replace it whenever you so desire.
You brought up warranties. All right, I was told you should take a good look at the warranties. Absolutely. When you want windows, glass in your home. Yours,
double lifetime, no guarantee.
Double
lifetime warranty.
What's that mean?
You put them in your home. When you sell your home, the next owner gets your same exact warranty.
Are you kidding?
Talk about an investment. It don't get better than that. And windows are pretty unique because windows can be one of the best, good windows can be one of the best investments you make in your home, or what covers the spectrum like no other. On the other end of the spectrum, we talked about it already, windows that fail in 3 years, that's probably one of the most costly mistakes you can make. So if you get it right in windows, there's no investment like it, especially with that warranty.
Most of your average box store windows give you a 3-year warranty and 7 years on the frame, and most don't make it that long.
Wow. I'm learning so much from you guys. Folks, do you have any questions about windows for your home? These two experts can answer. 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. One more segment with Chad and Chris with Beautiful Homes Nevada Window Installation Service here in Reno. And while while we're taking a break here, you folks, look up the reviews. Go to Google, check out the reviews, Beautiful Homes Nevada, or Yelp, I guess. Beautiful Homes Nevada. Okay, 884-9910, number to call. I'm John Potter, back in a few shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1048.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
And don't forget, we do siding.
It's okay. It's okay. That's relevant. John Potter here, live and local with Beautiful Homes Nevada. This is Chad and Chris. They're just talking about, is this true? Don't get your windows at a door store. That's what somebody told me. Because they don't specialize in the windows, right?
Door's a little different.
I assume so.
They go together, same family, but cousins, I guess.
So what can fail on a window? We already talked about the seal between the panes can fail, and the moisture gets in between the glass. And, you know, sometimes that, you know, sometimes your windows will last good 50 years, but sometimes 6 months. Now, I was told that it's not unusual for some sealed units to fail after a few years. And even though the warranty may be like 30 years, yours is amazing, a double lifetime warranty. But some manufacturers will charge a king's ransom just to show up. You know, they'll cover the glass and the hardware, which for them is cheap for them, but they'll make a big, huge profit on the labor and the service call. That's what I heard.
We talk so often, right, Jen, and I'm going to hop in here. We talk so often about spending your money in Northern Nevada, right? Spending your money in your community.
Yeah.
Most of these big box stores or some of our competitors, you know, their windows are coming out of Ohio and other places across the country. They're not made for your climate, not made for Northern Nevada.
Ah.
80 miles an hour winds in Northern Nevada, that's a breeze for us. You know, you get on the East Coast or South somewhere, that's a damn hurricane or a tornado coming. So your product for your home and that failure rate that you're talking about, so many of our customers talk about the yellowing of their white frames on the outside, and that's that non-organic product that is a recycled product that's just not made for our environment. Anlin, as Chad spoke, is from Clovis. If you look at the altitude, the demographics, the heat, and the winds from Clovis to Northern Nevada, they're extremely similar. So it makes it easy for us to be confident in the product that we put in our customers' homes.
Well, I think we could go a lot of geographic locations with manufacturers and different geographic locations for needs within windows. But let's back up before the window and talk about the install.
Right.
that's a big failure. We've seen it.
So how good the install is, it plays a huge part in this.
Yes. Okay. You know, it's kind of like the choice beef. If the chef burns it and doesn't cook it very well, it's no good. And
yeah.
So you can have the best window in the world, but if it's not installed properly. And
how is your installation different?
Well, that varies from home to home in exterior and frame types and exposures. And that's where we pride ourselves. We have thousands and thousands of windows, and no company is perfect without service, but ours is pretty minimal. And I would add the process that we're talking about here in getting service before we even get to that. You call our number, you hit option two. That goes to my partner here, Chris.
You don't have AI answering the phones? Oh,
no.
That's God bless you.
Option one's me, option two is Chris, and option three is his wife. So
God bless
you. We're all owners.
That's Beautiful Homes Nevada, window installation service in Reno. Wow. This is great news that you're doing this, you know. What are the, in terms of installation, what are the shortcuts that some installers take that you don't? Because I heard there are shortcuts.
Well, absolutely. And let's start with the measure before the window's even made. Again, there's so much to take in. It's not just measuring a square. You how is it going to trim out? How is it going to seat? What frame type are we going to use? And you really have to have an installer that knows that. And that's the advantage of not using subs. Our guys have been with us for years. They got it down pretty well. Mm-hmm. And then moving into the window itself. You know, one thing is, you know, we get hot here. We get cold here. Like Chris said, we have the wind. We don't have, another thing I would add with Anlin is we don't have, you know, a level of windows. Well, if you don't want a good one, we got a cheap one. You know, we make, when you go on Yelp with Anlin, there's 800 and some reviews and a 4.8 star rating. That's how good the window is. And that's not by having a line of windows. It's not.
And you don't solicit the reviews. That's
not at all. We don't hold people hostage with
discounts. What I will solicit here is that the Anlin product for Northern Nevada is catching on, right? We've been here. Chad's been here a long time with BHN and supplying that Anlin window for a long time. And I think now what we're seeing is our local builders. You have Carter Hill Homes. They're a custom home builder down south.
Yeah, the custom home builders seek you guys out?
They are. The 2025 was the first year that we really ventured into that market. And like I was saying, Carter Hill Homes, custom home builder down in Gardnerville and the Lake Tahoe Basin, is now almost exclusively used in Anlin Windows in all their homes. De Loreto Construction, they're another one up here in Reno. They're probably one of the largest ones up here in Reno. We're working with them almost every day to help service some of these contractor-grade windows that they put in over the last 3 years.
And they want quality windows because they don't want to go back.
Quality builders.
Right.
They're quality builders. That's 100%.
They don't want complaints from home buyers, yeah.
And then we're blessed, right, as this venture continues on with Chad and I, Beautiful Homes Nevada, is now local business owners such as Diaz and Heather Dixon. Mm-hmm. They own Hammer & Nails. It's a local barbershop, you know, in the Summit Mall. We just repaired some contractor-grade windows in their homes. And if you ever get a chance to talk to Diaz, ask him how the windows are doing.
Okay.
I'm that confident.
You know, I would add, it's nice running into people at the grocery store and not getting eggs thrown at you. You know, because it's not just verbal homage when we say community. I mean, it's in our name, Beautiful Homes Nevada. And, that honor of being a guest in someone's home is an honor of the highest regard that we don't just pay verbal homage to. We take very seriously.
Well, you guys are proud of what you do, and you obviously enjoy the business. And great. I just hear so many great things about you, and that's why this interview is so easy to do and why I feel so good about having you on the show. I appreciate you coming out. Give us your contact info quickly once again.
BeautifulHomesNevada.com is probably the easiest way to find us, or 443-0344, and option one for me, option two for my partner. That's a... You're a customer wanting to track the status of an order, or like the Maytag commercial, the guy's playing Pinnacle and the phone rings, it says service.
All right. Chad, Chris, thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much, John.